15 days after undergoing heart bypass surgery, Russian President Boris Yeltsin appeared on television today. In a short taped interview, Yeltsin said he feels better than before his operation, and he said he's going to hold members of his administration accountable for their actions during his long illness. Yeltsin also tried to help negotiate a compromise in a tense political crisis in Belarus, but his efforts didn't have much effect. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
President Yeltsin still looks like a sick man, but he does show some signs of improvement since the weeks leading up to his operation November 5th. In an interview with the Russian news agency RIA, which tends to treat Yeltsin very gently, the president was shown strolling with family members around the grounds of the sanatorium where he rested up for his surgery. He wore a fur hat and a thick coat and had obviously lost weight, but his cheeks appeared rosy and he did manage several smiles. His eyes also showed a trace of the old Yeltsin sparkle, which Russians haven't seen for quite a while. Compared to the first few days after the operation, I feel good, said the president. I'm in a fighting mood. He also remarked that he no longer, in his words, feels his heart, as he often did before surgery. His wife, Naina, explained in a separate newspaper interview that even simple tasks had been causing Yeltsin chest pains. Yeltsin told his interviewer that he intends to ask every top Kremlin official to account for his actions during the presidential illness. This vague remark seems to refer to the rampant infighting that broke out among Yeltsin's aides when it appeared the president might die or have to step down, but he gave no names. While Yeltsin didn't say anything startling, the simple fact of his appearance was a major step toward his political recovery. Both last week and again yesterday, the Kremlin promised Yeltsin would appear, but he didn't. The presidential spokesman at one point admitted candidly that, quote, the image makers want the president's appearance to have a big impact. Instead, it was Yeltsin's absence that began to make an impact, leading to speculation about whether he was really recovering normally. Also today, Yeltsin tried to resume his role as international peacemaker, but without much success. Russia's small neighbor, Belarus, is currently gripped by a tense constitutional crisis. Its president, Alexander Lukashenko, is trying to win a near monopoly on state power in a referendum this Sunday, while the parliament has begun impeachment proceedings against him. Russia has tremendous influence in Belarus, and so Yeltsin called Lukashenko today to urge compromise. The Russian government then set up a meeting to bring the feuding sides together. But in a surprise rebuff to Yeltsin, Lukashenko refused to attend. With international outrage against the Belarusian leader growing, this weekend's referendum could be Yeltsin's first real political test since his operation. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.